Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Meera Sivasudhi. Now, after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food, and of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm David Chu.
And I'm Kada.
Hey, yeah. Kada, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
So, singer, songwriter, rapper, hip-hop artist, how's things going?
Very good.
Very good.
I'm happy. I'm glad I just released my new single
with
Radio 3000.
Right.
He is a rapper, singer, songwriter from the US.
He is. He was in the not too long ago. We met him. Mm-hmm. Nice fella. Mm-hmm. What's the track called?
It's called Your Call.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. Okay, tell us a little bit about it then.
Well, it's more of a very cheeky, dancey kind of stuff going on. I actually sang in the song.
Oh.
Not so much rapping. I let radio did all the rapping. It was a very random, spontaneous kind of thing that we did because we've always wanted to work together, but you know, with our busy schedule and all the stuff, we didn't really get to like sit down properly and talk about what we're going to write about and what we're going to sing about. So one day he just texted me. He was like, "When are you free?" I was just like, "Tomorrow. Okay, I'll come over, bring my recording equipment and we'll just try and record something."
Because he's been back in the States recently, hasn't he?
He is still in the States.
Right.
He'll be back next week so that hopefully we can promote this song.
All right.
But yeah, so he came over to my house and then I was just like, you know what? I feel like singing today. And then he's like, okay, let me play you this song. So I was like, okay. So I started singing to the melody and he started to like record a demo so that I can sing on top. And that's actually my first song that we did not write down on paper. It was just like, I just started singing. We were just vibing to the song. So it was a nice experience. And then we recorded it again. He sent it to his friends to mix and master it. So,
and when is it out?
Hopefully by this March.
By
this
March.
Month. Yep.
See if we can get that played sometime when you get it.
I'll get my manager to pass a song.
Send it on to us.
Great,
yeah, for sure.
Over here.
Okay, folks, as usual, it is Friday, meaning it is Spotify Friday. We're giving a whole bunch of goodies away from Spotify. It's a tote bag, a 3-month premium pass, a pair of shades, and one of those fancy mugs that changes colour when you put hot liquids in.
Yeah, that's
it's very
right.
cool, right?
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah, it also changes the colour of my fingers as
it
well.
It does indeed.
If it's really boiling, yeah.
All right. So the question for you this evening is,
who did Kada collaborate with to produce the single Gucci Do?
Yes.
Don't answer it. Don't answer it. All right. Send in your answers.
Gucci Do.
Yeah, Gucci Do.
Right. Send your answers to
016-201-9000. Don't forget to include your name, your IC number. Most importantly, tell us why you want to win.
Of course. We are on Twitter. If you want to get us, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTO. And Kada, what's your Twitter handle?
Size 0, SIZEZ3RO.
Okie dokie. We have news from page 2 coming up a little bit shortly, and we have Smarty Pants. I know you're really looking forward to that, aren't you? Right?
Not really.
Yeah, Honey was the same. She's like, I don't want to do this. And she did it.
I might give out some bimbotic answers.
That's fine. Don't worry about that. We're going to take a very short break, but of course, we'll be back a little bit more in depth with Kada. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm David Chu.
And I'm Kada.
Hey, hey.
We're here till 9 p.m. If you want to take part in our giveaway, we are giving away stuff on Spotify Friday, of course. It's a goodie bag, tote bag, 3-month premium pass, pair of sunglasses, fancy mug, all that kind of stuff.
And all you have to do to win that is just give me the answer to this question. Yeah, who did Kader collaborate with to produce the single Gucci Tau?
Beyonce.
Really? Shh, not so loud, not so loud. Send in your answers right now, 0162019000. Or don't forget to put down your name, your IC number, and also why you want to win this lah.
Right, so Kader, let's talk about you growing up. Obviously, you grew up in a musical family, your mum being Sheila Majid and your dad being a producer and that kind of stuff. What was that like? I mean, genuinely, you must have been to so many concerts and you've seen so many recording sessions. Did you not get bored of it?
Not really, but at the same time, I didn't really appreciate what was going on around me because I was still so young at the time. Only now I started to think like, wow, I met like all these people backstage and my mom was in the same dressing room as them and all this stuff. And my one of Daft Punk's musician, what's his name again? I can't remember. Okay, I can't remember. He was like playing for my mom's concert and all those stuff. But only now I started to think.
And
like,
you remember now?
Only now. Because last time I didn't listen to like Daft Punk and all this stuff. So now that I've listened to them, and then my mom was just like, you know, he used to play the bass for my concert, for my album and all this. I was like, oh my gosh. So it was a great experience actually. Like I saw my parents working in a studio, and last time was a bit more different. The studios were much bigger.
Much bigger, yeah.
Like synchro sound.
Equipments
were more like...
You got 64 track mixing desk. Now you can carry it around in your backpack, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that must be good for you.
And then the team, the concert team were huge. And then I felt like Blue Ivy.
Right.
With Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But that was last time.
Right.
Now it's time to hustle. Now it's my turn to
hustle.
Now it's
your turn. Yeah. So how have things, other than like the teams being kind of, I suppose, they're smaller and the studio's been smaller, how have things changed for you? How do you think?
How are things changed? Well, now that my parents have separated, I have to like work with them separately, and it's really different when because my mom has her own way of working and my dad has his own way of working. My mom is more of a showmanship type of person, and the way she dresses up, the way she speaks on stage, the way she sings, and my dad is more of a behind the scene kind of person. So he cares more about the sound, technical side of music. So I learned two very different things from them. So I guess that's how things have change for me, the way that I have to work with them separately.
So who do you say would be your bigger influence, your mom or your dad?
They're two different people.
Right.
So they are my biggest influences, separate, individually.
Individually, yeah. Right? You got the technical side and you got the showman side.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you, I mean, it says over here in the cheat sheet, right? It says you started rapping from the age of 13.
13.
You decided then, is it?
Yeah, because like, at that time, it was the early 2000s, right?
Okay.
It was 2003. Shh,
not so loud, not so loud. No. Everyone will know how old you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just like listening to Eve, TLC, Missy Elliott.
Right.
At that time, they were like booming with their Adidas outfit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's how I...
And you kind of liked it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching. I used to like turn on MTV every day to watch the Missy Elliott music videos every day. So that's why I thought to myself like... You know what, I want to try rapping. And then at that time as well, Too Fat was coming up.
Yeah.
Tari Crew,
right.
Rough Edge and all those stuff. So I was like, oh, I like this scene. I'm going to try
it out. Just the right time.
Yeah, because I was most of the time I was exposed to a lot of R&B pop, ballad kind of musical environment, right? So when I saw hip hop, people rapping, dancing,
exciting, right?
Nico and all this stuff. Yeah, I felt excited because I was a kid. I like watching this kind of stuff. So that's why I thought, okay, you know, I'm gonna try rapping.
Right.
So I started to like practice some of the rhymes last time, and then started to try and write on my own, and then recorded a demo with Caprice.
Okay.
He was, when I was 14, he was the one who helped me with my first demo, and then that's how all these other hip-hop cats started to listen to my MySpace and wanted to keep in touch with me. So I felt kind of cool.
So, okay, we got to go to MySpace if it still exists and try and look for that demo, right?
I hope your computer blows up when you see.
Okay, with Caprice, mind you.
So, I mean, it's interesting because, I mean, like you say, your mum's very kind of very showman, if you like. And, you know, you're very different from what you do. When you said to her, you know, I want to go in this direction, Mom, I want to do hip hop, I want to do rap. What was her reaction to that? Mm.
To be honest, both of my parents didn't like it. They're like, what is this rap? I don't understand. Right, you just like talking on the song. You know, and then you talk about sex, drugs, and a lot of foul words and all those. They just didn't understand. My dad was just like, I don't like what you're doing.
Right.
So I felt like...
That's typical of any teenager, again, always rebelling against the norm.
So I felt like upset.
Okay.
Because like they didn't really want to encourage me into the music industry,
right.
And then they knew what's it like to be in the industry. It's kind of, it can get quite dirty sometimes,
right.
And
all
those stuff. So I did stop for 2 years right after I finished my SPM. I stopped and tried to rethink about what I want to do for my future. But I wasn't happy. During those 2 years, I was just like, you know what? I still want to do music. So I was like, you know what? Screw y'all. Mm. I'm just gonna like record my first single and just release it. So I released it online and my dad heard it online on Facebook.
Okay.
So he was like, okay, I like your music. I think I wanna work with you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's what you need, right?
Yeah.
That's what you need, right. So I mean you teamed up with Honey a couple of times and you've done stuff with her. What's that collaboration like?
Actually I've known her for more than 10 years already. I got to know her when I was 14 and she was 21 already at that time. That's because she was listening to my demo on MySpace. So I was like, wow, this 21-year-old girl want to be friends with me, I'll bet. So we met up and then as usual her career was blooming and then we didn't really like meet up that much, so we didn't have the chance to work together until we reconnected about I think 3 or 4 years ago. And then I was like, you know what? We haven't been working together, so let's just do it. And then she was like, okay, one song. We tried one song, and then we enjoyed working together. Tried 3 or 4 songs, and then that's how our mixtape came about, our music videos and all that stuff.
And you're on other radio stations doing Stripped and all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
Sounds good stuff. And that you are singing on that as well. You did some kind of medley, right?
Yes.
For the Fly FM
J. Cole's cover,
really good stuff.
Thank you.
Because I'd seen your other stuff and I'd heard you rapping, but not really heard much of your singing.
Right.
So to hear that was nice. And so I'm looking forward to this next single coming out to see, what you sound
Thank
like.
You.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, quick reminder, giveaway time, 016-201-9000. We're giving away a Spotify goodie bag. It contains a tote bag, 3-month premium pass, a pair of shades, and a Spotify mug.
All you have to do is just answer this question, okay? We've been hearing Kida talk about her collaboration and all that. So tell us, who did she collaborate with to produce the single? Gucci? No!
Alright, we're going to take a very short break. We'll be back with news from Page 2. We're talking about cheese and...
Underwear.
those two are clearly not linked, right? I hope
you
not.
You never know.
Alright, okay, we'll be back in a couple of minutes, folks. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm David Chiu.
And I'm Kada.
Hey.
Just a quick reminder, 016-201-9000. It's Spotify Friday, folks. We are giving a Spotify goodie bag away, a tote bag, a premium pass, a pair of sunglasses, and a mug. All you have to do is answer this really easy question.
Who did Kida collaborate with to produce the single Cuchito? Okay, send it in to us right now as quickly as you can. Yeah, we've already got quite a few answers coming in. The only problem is you have to send in your name, your IC number, and also why you deserve to win. Don't forget
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Right, we're going to move on, folks. We, of course, have news from Page 2 coming right up. It sounds a bit like this.
Extra, extra, beat all the stars.
What's all the shouting?
David, what have you got?
It's not exactly news on Page 2, love, but I've got 7 things over here, 7 weird habits that actually are totally quite normal. And they involve your undergarments or your underwear.
What?
Yes. So I kid you not.
Okay.
I kind of like picked this story because I know it's universal. It's not exactly a news on Page 2, but...
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many of you, okay, Kada and yourself, Richard, I don't know how many of you, and also our interns here as well, how many of you are guilty of these 7 things, right?
Right.
I know I'm guilty of a few of them, but... Mm-hmm.
This is involving underwear, right?
Yeah.
Right,
and I thought to myself...
Hey, I'm worried about this already.
Exactly, and I've got people...
And I'm like the only girl here who has underwear. Exactly.
Don't worry. There's some things about girls over here as well. But you know what? I found out after this, it's pretty normal actually to do things. Like
On with it then. Let's
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The first one, all right? I challenge any human to tell me honestly that you've never picked up a pair of undies, okay, and smelt it.
Okay.
Performing that sniff test.
Maybe. When you've been backpacking or something like that, you've come back from your holidays.
Doesn't matter.
You're not quite sure if it's a... Yeah,
it
okay,
doesn't
fine,
matter.
Fine.
I mean, we've all been guilty of it. Yes?
Right. Yes, but yes.
Yes?
To be honest, no.
No? Oh. Okay, number two. Okay, this is only for women, not for me or you. Right? Uh-huh. Taking your bra off as soon as you get home.
Oh, yeah. That's really the world.
Yeah, after a long day, it says it's just the best. Number three, relieving yourself of a wedgie in public.
Yeah.
You know where it gets... True or not?
I've seen people doing that still at the bus stop. You know, you're like, hey.
And you see a guy like twitching and trying to move.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
You know that, right?
Right?
Number four, wearing your underwear that you found on the floor.
Yeah,
not knowing how old it is.
No.
Oh, very clean fellas like you on, huh? Now, okay, this is for women, right? Wearing men's boxers.
No. I don't think I can fit also.
Comfy though.
Comfy, lah. Yeah. Or you just buy for the heck of it, you know. Extra small, lah, though.
It's okay. I think I'm comfortable with the girl.
That's number five. Number six, letting your BFF borrow your underwear.
Nah.
Never? No.
Oh, very clean, we all. And number seven, this is the most common I found. Not wearing any underwear at all. Going commando.
Regularly.
Yeah?
Regularly.
No.
Be it a top or a bottom or not wearing a bra. Heavenly. No?
I think the bra is more comfortable. Taking off the bra is more comfortable. Like, the last one, not really.
Going commando, no, huh? Okay. What about your story then?
Okay, my story is about... This is weird because it's...
It's from your neck of the woods.
It's from my hometown back in the UK, in Chesterfield.
And you were back there just recently?
Christmas time, yeah.
So, were you the cause of it all?
Thankfully not, no. It's about a 15-year-old guy from my hometown.
Uh-huh.
They put him into a coma for 9 days because he had a bleed on his brain.
Oh.
So they were worried that if they put him into a coma, he'll heal better, his body will be stronger, right?
Right.
So when they woke him up,
he
had two really strange reactions. He started being addicted to cheese, and he won't stop swearing. Like, full-on expletives. He's addicted to cheese, and he won't stop swearing. So he's eating so much cheese that he's even putting it on his breakfast cereal in the morning, right?
Really?
Grating his cheese, putting it on on his breakfast cereal.
Uh-huh.
When people are walking past, it's like he has that...
he starts swearing at them.
Yeah, and like... All of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So... they've taken him to a neurologist because he's got his behaviors become aggressive.
Uh-huh.
And what they're saying, that they're not too sure, because the problem is when you have damage to the brain, nobody knows how you're going to react.
Okay.
Nobody knows how you're going to get better or if you're going to get better.
Right.
They don't know if it's a temporary phase or not. But it was one of these stories where at first you kind of laugh because you think this guy's, you know,
something. It sounds funny, right?
But then the more you think about it, you think, oh, this could be something lifelong lasting, you know, you're addicted to cheese for your entire life, and you're swearing at people for your entire life.
Is he related to you, Rich?
He's not related
to
me.
Because I see you do one or the other.
But I swear or not, that's true. But I even had to check to see if... Chesterfield's a small town,
right?
I had to check to see if we were kind of related in some way or another. Thankfully, we're not.
Okay.
But this poor boy, it seems to be getting better. He's swearing a little bit less, but he still has this cheese addiction.
But you know who he is?
Yeah, his name is Kai Thomas. Yeah,
he's
a friend of a friend. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So when this story came out, and I saw the name, I'm like, oh dear, poor Kai. He's only 15 years old, you know.
So what did they do to help him?
They've put him into cognitive therapy.
Okay.
So he's having a little bit of therapy right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He has a nurse coming to see him every day. They're going through, like, they're homeschooling him again. But it's a case of they're trying to deal with the swearing first. The cheese thing, they think they can deal with a little bit later.
Any particular flavor?
Everything. Apparently his mum caught him in his room eating an entire wheel of cheese.
Oh,
he was
wow.
just, you know. My word, poor fella.
He's got strong bones and teeth,
strong
my friends.
Right, it is that time where we move on to this little thing that we like to call Smarty Pants. That sounds like this.
Smarty Pants.
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 Okay, Kata, 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can. Right, here's a trick. If you don't know the answer, say skip.
Skip.
Move it straight along, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Dave is going to read your questions quickly and get through them as fast as we can, right? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready?
If you get a question right, you will hear this sound. If you get a question wrong, you'll hear this sound. There you go.
Bring it on.
Here we go.
Right.
Your 3 minutes start now.
From which country does the term al dente come from, which describes the desired texture of pasta? Is it French or Italian?
Italian.
Which of these mammals cannot jump? An elephant or a monkey? Which one cannot jump?
Elephant.
What is the atomic number for hydrogen? Is it 1, 3 or 5?
1.
Which country will host the 2018 World Cup? Is it Canada or Russia?
Russia.
Okay, which famous author wrote the 1,000-page opus entitled Infinite Jest? Was it David Foster Wallace or John Grisham?
David.
Yeah.
Foster. What?
A boxer represents what type of animal? A horse or a dog?
What's your question? No. What? Sorry.
A boxer represents what type of animal? A horse or a dog?
A dog.
What is the title of the last Beatles album before they split up? Is it Abbey Road or Let It Be?
There's a lot of whispering going on. Yeah, Let It Be.
No dragons were harmed in the making of this movie. It's in the credits of which film? Harry Potter or The Lord of the Rings?
What was your question?
No dragons were harmed in the making of the movie. Is in the credits of which film? Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings? What do you think?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, okay. Which beverage was invented in the late 19th century by pharmacist John Pemberton as a medicine? Is it Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
In which US state was actress Nicole Kidman born in? Was it California or Hawaii?
Hawaii?
Yeah. Shazam is the favorite word of which comic superhero? Captain Marvel or Doctor Strange? No? Skip? Okay. What term does the shape of Italy represent when you look at it on a map? Is it marshmallow or boot?
Boot.
Okay. Ankara is the capital of which country? Lebanon or Turkey?
Turkey.
The giant panda is native to which country? Japan or China? Come on, the panda. Where do you see it normally?
Oh, China. Sorry.
Joe Flizzo and Malik used to be part of which Malaysian rap group?
Too fat.
Yeah. Which tea brand is said to be named after a 19th century British Prime Minister? Is it chamomile or Earl Grey?
Earl Grey.
Yeah. Okay, next up. Which famous boxer could float like a butterfly and sting like a bee?
Which what?
A boxer.
Boxer.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Very famous. No, skip. I am skip.
Okay. Complete the song line. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure... No? Okay. What is the name of Pinocchio's owner and eventually father?
Oh, man.
Davido or Geppetto?
I can't remember.
Okay. Next one. What kind of weapon does Hawkeye use in the Avengers? Sword or bow and arrow?
Bow and arrow.
What color is Shrek?
Green.
Yeah.
Right. We're out of time, folks. We'll be back in a couple of minutes to find out how well Kata did in Smarty Pants. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm David Chu.
I'm Kata.
So, just before the break, we had a whole bunch of dings, of course, in Smarty Pants. Kata seemed to have done pretty well.
Exactly. However, there were a few that she didn't get
there
right.
There were a few. And how many did we get through? 20, what? 24?
21. We managed to get through 21 out of 30. Not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
Some of the ones that she didn't get right was, Shazam is the favorite word of... Captain Marvel.
I wouldn't have known that.
Oh, before your time, guys.
Yeah, before my time.
Who can float like, which boxer floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee? That's Muhammad Ali.
Indeed.
And complete the song line. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Right then. So let's have one of these.
And your score, Kata, is 17.
Woo!
It's good. It's good. Right. So then, Kata, where can we see you performing next, do you think?
To be honest, I'm not sure yet.
You're not sure?
No.
Okay, keep
us
in touch,
right? But I'll keep you guys posted, definitely.
We'll put it on Facebook and Twitter and do all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Ladies and gents, we have some silly facts we're going to dish out for the end of the show. But before we do that, a quick reminder, 016-201-9000. Remember that number. Take part in the giveaway. We'll give the answer towards the end of the show in about 3 minutes for this question.
Who did Kata collaborate with to produce the single... Cuchito!
I like how you pronounce our song.
I know,
Cuchito!
Ayo, simply lah, simply. Go hard or go stun.
Nice.
Go stun!
Of course, folks, you can find
it. Way to pronounce my songs.
Of course, you can find us on Twitter as well. We're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. David, so what's your fact for today then?
Ah, here's one very interesting, all right? Okay. You being a woman as well, do you use hairspray?
Of course.
Of course, right? Do you know that in 2008, scientists in Japan actually discovered a new species of bacteria that actually lives in hairspray? They are known as Microbacterium hattatonis.
Wait, in the bottle after you've put it on?
No, that actually live in the bottle itself.
What?
Apparently, these are rod-shaped bacteria and it grows best at 30 degrees Celsius. So when you spray it on yourself, you actually make it grow even more because the heat from your head.
And it's perfect here in Malaysia, right?
Exactly.
30 degrees all
the, they don't know whether it'll affect humans, though, but they found it.
Mm. Okay, my fact for today is that scientists believe cats are afraid of water because their ancestors lived in areas with very few large bodies of water, so they never had to learn to swim.
I thought they were just lazy to take a bath.
That too.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Excuse me. Indeed. Right, Kada, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So new single coming out, Radio 3000, sometime in March. Mm-hmm. It's called Your Call, right?
Yes. Mm.
Kada featuring Radio 3000. We'll get that. We'll play that. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Right.
That's about it, yeah?
For answer.
Oh, the answer. The answer. Oh, for tonight's question for the Spotify giveaway. Okay, if you
Excuse
really want to know, who did Kada collaborate with to produce the single Kutito? Why don't you read out the answer? Who was it?
Honey Madu.
Yay.
Ah, there we go.
That's it, folks. It has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Indeed. I'm David Chiu.
Bye-bye.
That was Kada. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.